Okay, so tomorrow night is Tu Bishvat. And I find an interesting phenomenon. It actually seems to be increasing with time. That there's a sense of celebration felt around Tu Bishvat. And the question is why? Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah Leilanot. In other words, on a straightforward halachic level, we have certain markers during the year for the different Rosh Hashanahs, for the different inyanim. You take a look for a second on the other side of the sheet. You have the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Arba Rosh Hashanahim, and one of the Rosh Hashanahs is Rosh Hashanah Leilan. Ve'achad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah Leilan, ki de'be sham er be'sil olamim b'chamisha asar. So Rosh Hashanah Leilan, it's a marker regarding Truma and Meiser. You can't take off regarding Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani. When you're talking about marking the years, exactly which years do the fruits belong to? So you look at the fruits once they already bud. When? If you look what happens, did they bud already at Tu Bishvat time? Or Beishamai Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Beisilel Tu Bishvat. Okay, so if the budding took place before then, they belong to the previous year. If it took place after that, that belongs to the year afterwards, so to be able to know, to mark clearly what the first, second, fourth, fifth year Meiser Sheni, the third or sixth year regarding Meiser Ani, or taking off also to be as far as being Mafresh, Truma, and Meiser, one on the other. They're from the same year. So when we speak about years and marking exactly which year are the fruits from, you have this marker of the budding of the fruit already, the blossoming in the tree already taking place, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Tu Bishvat. And the halacha is that on, so we, Beisilel, Tu Bishvat, on Rosh Hashanah Leilan, we don't fast. We don't say tachna. There's no hesped on Tu Bishvat because of the fact that it's Rosh Hashanah Leilan, and as we said, so this already is Omer Darsheni. This is a cause for some reason. On one hand, the marker is very cut and dry for the trees themselves, what year they belong to, and the reason that it's around this time is why. Why is the marker? Why is the Rosh Hashanah to mark the year of the fruits? Now, because right, they're blooming now. And in addition, what's the lashon of the Gemara? As far as the rain, right? You have then Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudalid next to us there. Be'achad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah Leilan. My time, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Boshia, Hoil v'yatsu Rov Gishmei Hashanah. So most of the rain already, especially this year, we really feel it. Most of the rain already fell, and the rain brings about the growth, the development, the blossoming. So therefore, the marker is now. But b'chol zot ma lanu. Rav Moshe Shapiro, when he phrases this question, always says, you know, so let the trees go out and dance, and let the trees go out and celebrate and wish each other a good year, a good Rosh Hashanah. Let the trees go ahead and dip themselves in honey. They have their Rosh Hashanah. But what does it have to do with us? Malonu v'lasimcha azot, going back to the other side of the sheet, or the way the Shem Yishmuel phrases it, yesh leid bonen b'inyan yom Tu Bishvat shein omer motachnon halo ma shehu Rosh Hashanah le'ilan hu davar tivi. It's because of natural reasons she yatsu rov gishmei hashanah v'ala hasraf b'ilanot v'nimtzu ha'perot chontin me'ata. Now they start blossoming. U'ma inyan shelo yom motachnon achar shein bo k'dusho v'lo mitzvolo v'lo nase bones v'lo inyan me'inyan ha'yisra. Nothing happened now. What does it have to do with us as the Jewish people celebrating? So it's a big question, and it's a big springboard into a lot of thought. There's a lot of kapshuta, fertile ground, to be able to discuss core ideas within this context of Tu Bishvat, and we're going to take it in a couple of different directions. Number one, one sad, and especially over the past couple of decades, especially in this past century, has been the Eretz Yisrael appreciation time. Tu Bishvat is a time. It's there. It's, again, sorry for all these puns, but the time is ripe for us to be able to tap in to the sweetness of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael and appreciate the fact that there are sources that I'm sure you're all familiar with, but if you haven't seen them inside, this is also on the must-see list. Sanhedrin Daf Tzadiches, Omar Rav Yava, Imcha Keitz, Migula Mizeh. We mentioned this once before, specifically with an Eretz Yisrael, when we spoke about Thanksgiving time, we spoke about Eretz Yisrael. Ein lecha keitz migula mizeh. The clearest sign of geula, more than all gematrias and all hocus pocus, all kinds of magic. You want to know a sign, when is Mashiach here? Look at outside. If you see Eretz Yisrael giving its fruits to the Jewish people, Mashiach is here. Shenemar va'atem hare Yisrael anfeichem titnu peichem tisol la'ami Yisrael. Once, now that at the time of Gula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to the trees of Eretz Yisrael, go and deliver, give forth your fruits to Am Yisrael. And that is happening. So when you go outside, when you go for a ride anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, and you see fruit trees, when you see now, right? When you see now, that's the famous song, Ashkedi Aporachat. When you see it, you go out now and you see white leaves on the Ashkedi trees. You see the trees blossoming. You're seeing Geula. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin says the same idea. Uma Ro in Shmon Esrei, the order of Shmon Esrei. Uma Ro Loma Kibud Zgolios LaAchar Brichas Hashanim. The Gemara there connects each of the brachas to the next bracha. And what is the connection between Mekavetz Nidcha Yamo Yisrael to Mvarech Hashanim? Diksiv Va'atem Arei Yisrael Amfechem Tidnu B'richem Tisol Amo Yisrael Kikavu Lavo. The same idea. So that's why in Shmoneh Esrei, think about this every day, Shmoneh Esrei, the connection between Kibbutz Golos Geula and Birchas Hashanim is for this same reason. It's big. I don't know. I always found this one of the... It's a powerful point. It's powerful. And you have to have a little bit of appreciation of history. That you need a little bit of awareness of that. The famous words of Mark Twain describing the desolate, desolate land here in Israel, to understand how new, right now, that what we have in Eretz Yisrael, how new it is. That's something that requires constant effort, day by day. I think every time I tried to hold on, and it's truth is, it's easy. It's something that, I guess everyone has things that come to them more easily and things that come to them with more difficulty. I'm here for 25 years, Kemat, and driving to Yerushalayim, just saying the words now, driving to Yerushalayim. Jews have been waiting for 2,000 years to be able to drive to Yerushalayim. It's very special. We should be zocheh not to become spoiled. That's a little bit of the taste, the ti'ima of Tu Bishvat Peiros, not to be spoiled. Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh. Kepshuto. Ashreinu. We are sitting here eating the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, something that our great-great-grandparents, for most of us, our great-great-grandparents, for most of us, in the room right now, our great-great-grandparents, for sure our great-great-great-grandparents, were dreaming of. And we're here, sitting pretty, eating the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Famous words of the Ramban as well, regard the same exact idea, the Mark Twain Ramban. That in the Tochacha, we are told, V'shamamu alea aivechem. Is that, it's like a little bit of a test for myself, or not a check, a reality check. How many of you It's not be embarrassed or proud, either way, just to check reality. How many of you are familiar with this Ramban? Raise your hand, the Ramban, regarding the Tochacha and the Bracha that is woven into the Tochacha, regarding Eretz Yisrael. Can you raise your hand if you're familiar with it? Okay, thank you. So I'm sure, just to be sure they're not wasting your time. Stam Kacha. It's very important, very famous Ramban. On the pasuk is in the middle of Tochacha. So it says it's part of a klala, harsh words to Am Yisrael, saying basically on a pshat level that if you don't keep Torah and mitzvos, your land is going to be desolate. As simple as that. That's pshat. V'shamamu aleh ayvechem, your enemies will be desolate on your land. On a pshat level, your enemies are going to come into the land, throw you out, and leave the land desolate. So they're going to be sitting here after they conquered it, and they're going to leave it desolate. Shamim. But the Ramban says, he's finding, this is a little bit of a breast of a Ramban. He's finding a little bit of or b'toch ha-choshech, in the middle of all this darkness, but there's so much light here. The Ramban says, there's good news here. The good news is that, okay, the harshness is the pshat. They're going to conquer the land and we're going to be thrown out. The good news is it's a revelation of the special relationship between the land and the nation. Because the land does not produce for other nations. The land, the magic of Eretz Yisrael, the nace of Eretz Yisrael, that it only produces, as we see over the last 2,000 years, this is not a statement, you know, who knows. This is what happened. Our enemies were on the land and it was left desolate. V'gam zu raya gdola v'avtacha lanu ki lo timatze b'kol ha'yishuv eretz asher haya tova u'rechava. You don't find this anywhere in the world that you have an area of land that was fertile and giving forth all of its produce, tova u'rechava, v'asher hayta noshevet mi'olam v'hi chareva kamoa ki me'az yatzana mimenu lo kibla u'ma v'lashon. Since we left it, it's left desolate and it's not producing to any nation. They're all trying to bring Israel back to a land that will be productive. They're not able. They're not successful. So that's a pella. That's a wonder, one of the wonders of Jewish history, the relationship between the land and the people. So that's one aspect, again, one pchina. One of the tastes of the peros of Tu Bishvat is tasting, is appreciating Eretz Yisrael, especially B'yameinu Eretz Yisrael appreciation in terms of the Gula, realizing what we have now that we didn't have once upon a time. And once upon a time, it was a time of just longing. Now it's actualization as well. And even within there were Jews, it was very special to be able, the Bach, the famous Bach, I don't know what it means. It should be on the sheet also. The Bach talks about inherent. I don't know what it means. So, but the words are. If you look up the Bach talks says that there's kedusha, actual kedusha within the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. When you eat fruits of Eretz Yisrael, you're taking kedusha into your body, whatever that means. Okay, that's a little bit also another aside point as well regarding the Paris Eretz Yisrael. But let's move on to a different direction. More abstract. The Shem Yishmuel answers his question, proposes his malach as far as the celebration of our celebration as Jews in the Rosh Hashanah of Ilanos. V'nira d'inyan ha'ilan hu ha'mechaber et ha'pri la'aretz. What is special about an Ilan? And we're having tree celebration day, so we are celebrating the message of the tree. And what is the message of the tree? It's the message of connecting. Chibur. Mechaber. Ha'ilan hu ha'mechaber et ha'pri la'aretz, v'hu mimutza bein ha'aretz l'pri. V'yesh bo koach ha-mechaber. There's a fruit on the tree. There's the ground, the soil that the tree is growing from. The tree is the connector between these two sides. The tree is the idea of the tree being ki ha'adam eitz ha'sada, the comparison between man and the tree, where man is where you start from a tree is an upside down man, or man is an upside down tree, where in the tree the tree's roots are in the ground, and then you have the trunk, and then it ends up giving fruits milamala. Okay, our brain, our head, our thought, our ability to connect, and then our ability to produce fruits is lower down, okay, within the structure of our body. But you have comparisons also, other ideas of, anyone who's been in my house knows the picture in my living room, a comparison between man's arms, man in tefillah, of arms stretched out parallel to the branches of the tree that are stretching their arms out towards Shemayim. Ki Adam Eitz HaSada. So we have here an idea that the tree is a connector. Mechaber, between the ground that it's getting its nourishment from, and then the fruits that it produces. V'nira shera, and it brings a gematria then, we have a remez, v'nira shera, remez yesh begematria shelo, ilan gematria 91, k'mispar shnei hashemot havaya and adnus, aleph dal nun yud, and yud ke vav ke, is a gematria tzadi aleph, which is the gematria of ilan, asher shamayim v'aretz, mityachasim aleyem v'uch kibur shamayim v'aretz. Umin mehutol shel ilan begashmis. He is talking about the fact that there's a message here, the symbolism. Umin mehutol shel ilan begashmiut nilmad al ruchaniuto. Alkein nimshal bo ha'adam kideksiv ki ha'adam eitz hasada. The pasuk in Dvarim. Ki tzuras ha'adam hu lechaber ha'elyonim va'atachtonim ba'asher yesh bo neshama mei ha'elyonim v'guf nosei ha'neshama mei tachtonim. So the message of a tree is so relevant to us, to man, as a mechaber. The tree is mechaber between the aretz and its fruit. It's a bringing about chibur. So too we, ki ha'adam eitz hasada, we are meant to connect. We are striving to be connectors, connecting between shemayim v'aretz. The tree is ba'aretz and it's getting its nourishment from the rain. It can't grow without the rain that is coming from shemayim. Chibur between Elyonim and Tachtonim. Chibur between Shemayim v'Aretz. Chibur between materialism and spirituality, Gashmi and Ruchani, which takes us to the Bracha of Asher Yatzar. So verse 5 on the sheet. The Ramah v'od yesh lefarish. As far as the Bracha of Asher Yatzar, we say Shemaflila Asot. What's the pella? B'mashe mafli pella. It's wild. It's a wonder. B'mashe shomer ruach ha'adam b'kirbo v'kosher davar ruchani b'davar gashmi. The pella, the wonder that we're saying, mafli la'asot, is that Hashem connects between body and soul, between materialism and spirituality. Within every man, we have this connection, these two sides, the guf ha'adam and the neshama of the adam. And that connection, that's a wow. We're wowed by the fact that by this wild shidduch, we never would have made the shidduch. We didn't see it. We never would have made that match. That's a pella. Mafli la'asot. We're expressing part of that every time to make an Asher Yatzar. And Rav Hunder continues to explain this idea. in the Maimer, it's in Pesach Tesvav Umalach Advarim Kachu. He's quoting he brings this Rambam. Guf habracha shel asher yotza nosad al inyana shel hanefesh hativit. Nikavim, nikavim, chalim, chalim, imi batachim, o yisatem. ומצד זה היא מסתיימת מחתימתה של רופאי כל בוסר. בוסר, the body, the meat, the physical side of man. אלא שנתמסף על חתימה זו גם העניין של ומפליא לעשות. מפני שאחרי ברכה זו של אשר יוצר, בואי הברכה של אוקיי נשמה. And we say in the morning, אשר יוצר אל אוקיי נשמה, the Elokai Neshama is a bracha asmucha lechaverta. It's supposed to make the Elokai Neshama right away connected to the Asher Yatzar in the morning. There's a connection. Speaking about connection, there's a connection here between these two brachas. And this is the same connection. Because the theme, the main emphasis in the bracha of Asher Yatzar itself is on that side, on the physical side. It's a very physical, crude, gross bracha. Right, in what we say, right, crude. Right, we're talking about very, very materialistic. Like on the side of focusing on the body and the bodily functions, we connect it to Elokai Neshama. Should I say to be Tahorihi? To bracha asmuch lechaverta. Neshachrei bracha zur sheyatzar bai abracha shel Elokai Neshama. Asher benigud lebrachas sheyatzar. And I said that alinyana shel hanefesh hativit, the natural body, nosdahi, the bracha of Elokai Neshama, bracha zu shel Elokai Neshama, alinyana shel hanefesh ha'elokit. Hatata yatzata nefachta meshamna. ולכן באים הם המילים הללו של ומאפלי לעשות בתור קשר גשר. Connector, a bridge, של שתי הברכות הללו. וקשר זה מתבטאו במילים הללו של ומפלי לעשות. השם did something amazing here, מפני שמפלי הכוונה שמקשר הגשמי ברוחני. That is a parallel, that's amazing. כלומר, let's run through this quickly. כלומר, מידת גדותו של הקדוש ברוך הוא המתגלית בחיבורם של הנפש האלוקית והנפש הטבעית להדדי. The fact that Hashem connects these two, olehi benorateh al midat gedulato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitgalet bein binyana shel hanefesh hativit kishil atzma bein binyana shel hanefesh elokit kishil atzma. In other words, there's something amazing in the guf itself. There's something amazing in the neshama itself, but the awesomeness, the Noraut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed even more in the fact that he connects these two. HaChibur ben Shnei Eila, the connector, again, keeping in mind, we're talking about the tree as the symbolism of the connector. So this on this theme of connection. The fact, the Gadlut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's revealed, B'chiburam, in this connection of these two, is so much greater than each of on its own. Nara'ut zu shel chibur ha'gashmi l'ruchani, hi ha'mahaveh et dargat ha'pela. This connection is the pela, l'fi yisodam shel divrei ha'ramo ha'lalu, that we saw, mitchaveru etev l'ozen shomat, tochno shel ha'posuk, odcha kinorot niflesi, niflaim ma'asecha v'nafshi yodat ma'ot. V'arei ha'posuk, what is this pasuk talking about? Ha'posuk b'maisa b'reishis shel ha'odam, ha'mishamesh mekor l'chibur zeh, shel ha'nefesh ha'elokit l'nefesh ha'tivit, hu ha'kasuv shel, what is the pasuk that expresses the connection? We're speaking about this chibur between Gashmi and Ruchani. Where is the first time that this surfaces? The first time that this appears in the world? With the creation of Adam HaRishon, and at which point? Vayihi ha'adam l'nefesh chaya. Through what? Dahainu, sha'al yedei ha'arkava shel vayipach ba'apav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew from his breath neshama, lashon nishima, breathing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew from himself, man did nafach, midilei nafach. When someone blows air, they're blowing from themselves. That's the idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew from himself into us. When we talk about a godly spark within us, nitzotz Eloki. So in that initial neshama, Hashem vayipach ba'avav, Hashem breathed. So on one side, elyonim im afar min ha'adama. Down, tachton on the other side, nase adam lenefesh chaya. Through that is how, that's the background for vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. What is also a little bit of a famous idea on that pasuk, the targum, anybody familiar with that? The targum on vayihi adam lenefesh chaya speaks about what? Speaking, speech. This is one of the ideas, the headquarters sources for the idea of speech, of speaking. Vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya, the result of the combination of the godly breath, the elyonim, and the offer min ha'adam, the tachtonim, is vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. The result was man, adam, a living man. Vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. What does the Targum say for vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya? Tirgem unkelis, ruach mimalala, a speaking spirit. The result, combining Hashem's breath with ground from the earth, is a being that can speak. In other words, the result, you take A and B, A min ha'elyonim, and B min ha'techtonim, you put them together, the result, C, is speech. Speech is somehow that middle ground, the synthesis, the beginning of this Maimar HaGavan, it's in Pesach. He starts speaking, the springboard there into the Maimar is the fact that there's an idea in the Kadmonim, Pesach, Milosha, right? After Tzib B'Shvat already, you see Pesach, you can see already, you see Pesach, and so just put him beforehand. But there's also Pesach. So it says, there's an idea in the Kadmonim, Pesach is Milashon, Pesach. The mouth speaks. The Zohar says that that in Mitzrayim, Dibur was in Golos. When we left Mitzrayim, Dibur left Golos and was redeemed. The mouth was able to speak again. Dibur in Golos means that it's maybe an esoteric idea, but we can also understand it on a basic level. When a person can't be himself, they can't express himself. They can't express themselves. They can't express really who they are. That's Dibur. Our expression was in Golos. We weren't able to be who we are. Geula is full expression of who we are. That's why whenever we experience, sometimes it's, some people think it's rare moments, so some people feel it happens often, we should be zocher, it should happen often, but sometimes it's not. When we feel really understood doesn't happen often. Really, really, when you say, I really feel understood, that doesn't happen often. How many people in the world, we can say, they really, really understand me. But when we really feel understood, we can have maybe, so if we don't even have complete really understood, we have partially, there's a little geula there. There's a little dibur is leaving galus. I'm understood. I'm speaking and somebody else is understanding. It's expression, full expression of myself. So here we have dibur. L'meidimanu ki dafka ha-meziga. What does meziga mean? The mezog is to pour. I don't know what the connection. I have to think about the connection between meziga and meziga. What else? Synthesis. Meziga, synthesis, the mix. Maybe when you pour, maybe because often in pouring, you're mixing, when you're pouring something into something. So meziga, the synthesis of dafka meziga of nefesh elokit elyonim and nefesh tivit of tachtonim he shiyalda v'chitsha shorsho shalkoa hadibur. That's what brings about speech. Speech is somewhere in the middle. Speech also is an ilon, a mechaber between two sides. On one end, it's something physical. At the same time, you can't really see it. It's somewhere, and dibur is somewhere in the middle. Omeirim and the maral. The maral, this Rav Yamar, which Rav Yamar just quoted, Meirim and the maral. Shekosav al zeh shomer Moshe va'ani aral sfatayim. Maral says that Moshe Rabbeinu dafke had to be aral sfatayim. Shemishum shesichlo shel Moshe haya nivdal min achomri lahachi haya aral sfatayim. It was like Maral says Moshe Rabbeinu was so high, he was so much min ha'elyonim, it was almost as if he didn't have synthesis. He was so holy, he was so min ha'elyonim, he almost didn't have that side of chibur la'aretz, so he was aral sfatayim, he couldn't speak. That wasn't his forte. He was the Eish Elokim. Ra'ayinu shezeh shayach l'daga shel Moshe shayah b'b'chinas yotzi min ha'klal l'gavi ha'klal shel min ha'enoshi. He's an exception. V'yitziyah min ha'klal shel kashrut ha'gashmi b'ruchani hi tochna shel madregas Moshe ha'kruya aral sfatayim. V'lo'od ela shebehemshech yashar l'zeh bo'im hem divrei chazal ki oto ha'peh. You see here on the Medrash, referring to the Medrash on the side, number 8. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Re'ei Lashona Shel Torah, Ma Chaviva Shemapei Et HaLashon. Torah heals the tongue. Minayin Shekein Ksiv in Mishlei, Marpei Lashon Eitz Chayim. Ve'in Eitz Chayim, Ve'la Torah Shemar Eitz Chayim, Ma Machazikim Ba. And we bring now an example. Where do you see that Torah heals speech? Hare Moshe ad shelo zocha l'Torah k'siv bo lo ish dvarim anochi. Before Matan Torah, he doesn't want to go on the shlichus b'chlal because he can't speak lo ish dvarim anochi. V'ani aral sfatayim. And afterwards, what happens afterwards? Kevon shezocha l'Torah, after Kabbalah Satorah, nitrapei lishono v'yitchil l'daver dvarim. Minayim v'ashe karinu b'nyan eile ha'advarim asher diver Moshe. They all say for Dvorah Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking and speaking and speaking. He doesn't stop speaking. Say for Dvorah Asher Diber Moshe. Look at this, the person who couldn't speak. Lo ish Dvorah Manochi. Transition. Kabbalah Satorah. Then, Eile Advarim Asher Diber Moshe. What happened in that middle stage? Kabbalah Satorah. What is Kabbalah Satorah? An Elon. Kabbalah Satorah, Torah, Ruchani, coming down to this world, a connection, Chibur Shamayim V'aretz. Why do we think that a picture of a Chayal davening at the Kotel is so cool? It's a pella, right? Who doesn't want to get that shot? And the bigger the gun, like the better the picture, right? Or the more decorated the Chayal, like the better the picture. Mitzah Sheni, who doesn't want to get like that shot of the big Rebbe going ahead and biting into fruits of Tu B'Shvat? Or the Rebbe going ahead and he's taking a tree and a fruit, a lulav and esrog, and he's going out and shaking it. Or everybody's building a sukkah. Chibur Gashmi and Ruchani. If someone was representing, this is a man of the spirit, a man of the Ruach, an Ish Ruach, going ahead, his hammer and nails were involved in the gash. Wow, that's cool. That's a pella. That is a tree. That's Ilan, a chibur. That is Kabbalah Satorah. That's the transition. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Ish Elokim, removed once he already went up to Shamayim and came back down. Chibur between Shamayim Varetz, Ilan, he already turns into an Ish Dvarim. Dibur, chibur between Gashmi and Ruchni. And when did this take place? Dvarim, the source number 7. Vayhi, the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. Vayhi ba'arvim shana when? Ba'ashtei asar chodesh. It happened in Chodesh Shvat. Chodesh Shvat is the time, this time where the trees are doing their thing. The chibur between Shamayim v'aretz. starting to produce fruit. The fruit is the result of that chibur. And that's Re'ei Ezapela. This is cool. Also cool on that the same word in Lashon HaKodesh is used for real speech and fruit. Niv. You have Imru Tzadi Kitov Kipri Ma'alalehem Yochelu. So the actions of a tzaddik, the fruit of the tzaddik, and specifically regarding Niv. Right, we have Pasuk Yishayahu, Borei Niv Sfatayim. Shalom, shalom, l'rochot. Niv Sfatayim. The expressions of the lips. Words. As the same word as Niv, Perot. The fruits of the lips. Dibur are the fruits that are produced, that point of middle ground between the spirit and the body of man. Just, you see the underlined part, the end of the mimer, the bottom of the middle column in the sheet. V'raka chibur, he said it outside, but to see it inside. V'raka chibur hachadash bein elyonim v'tachtonim al yidei matan Torah shehu garam lidei shinoi mimadrigat lo ishtvarim to the madrigat v'eila hadvarim. This is the point of transition. This is the transformation that Moshe Rabbeinu went through from being completely removed. Lo ish dvarim anochi, I have nothing to say. Again, that maral explaining of the idea is just almost too holy to speak. To the point of being able to take it to the next stage and produce beautiful the fruits of speech of Ela dvarim asher dibe Moshe. Let's make now one. We spoke about the fruits of Eretz Yisrael and the idea of Elon as a connector. Let's take this point in a little bit of a different direction. In terms of connecting. We spoke until now about connecting between Shamayim va'aretz, between the body and the soul, Guf and Neshama, the Pella. But continuing connecting, but connecting kipshuta. A perspective of connecting. An outlook of connecting. Hashkafa. An outlook of connecting. Because every time we view a situation, we have an option. We're always faced with two paths. Of figuring out how to build onto the situation, how to add, how to connect, or how to take apart. And taking apart can be a lot of fun in many different ways. From right, kids, you take kids into a room and they'll completely take it apart. Right? There's fun in building also. There's fun when you're playing with blocks. There's fun in building. But there's a lot of fun that you can even after a kid's sitting for 3 hours building something, that fun of just smashing and taking it apart. And then 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years later, everyone according to their age, we have our different, the fun of building and the fun of taking apart. There's something pulling us towards taking things apart. I mentioned in this context, Rav Kook was someone who was shied away. I mentioned this in the past, but I'll repeat it again. Important mindset. Rav Kook shied away from interviews with the press. He was very, very wary of reporters. He didn't want to give any interviews and he was a sought after personality, a big personality, chief rabbi, big personality. But he was always shying away from interviews, and one day he comes into his office and there was a reporter with a little bit of chutzpah, just sat himself down and insisted, I want an interview. And he wasn't leaving until he got the interview. Harav, and he'll tell you, I want to ask you a couple of questions. And they're like, what is your opposition to interviews? What do you have with the press? What's wrong with giving an interview to the press? So Rav Kook said, you know, I'll explain it to you. He takes a pen in my pocket. He had a pen in his pocket then. Takes his pen out of his pocket, turns around, and on the wall behind him, puts a dot on the wall. And he says to the reporter, okay, look at the wall. What do you see? The reporter says, I see a dot on the wall. And of course, exactly. That's why I'm not giving interviews to the press. There's a whole beautiful white wall here. Look at that, across from side to side, from floor to ceiling, a beautiful white wall. And what do you have to notice? The one black dot in the middle of the wall, that's what you decide to focus in on. That's your story. That's what the press is all about. And that's why I don't want any issue. I don't want any party. Out. If someone asked me, from what I know from the little Rav Kook, the Torahs that I've seen, if someone had asked me, like, Rav Kook, in a nutshell, Rav Kook in 140 characters or less, is that nice? That sums up Rav Kook. If anyone could fit that nice into 140 characters, I don't know. But that's what Rav Kook is saying in his famous words here at the bottom left-hand side of the sheet. Hatzadikim hatzahorim. They're tzadikim. But then Rav Kook takes them one step further. It's tzadikim, but then tzadikim tzahorim. Pure tzadikim. Not just tzadikim. Tzadikim tzahorim. Einam kovlim al harish'ah. They don't complain about evil. Ela mosifim tzedek. They add tzedek. They add righteousness. Einam kovlim ala kfira. They don't sit around and kvetch and complain and throw rocks regarding kfira. Elam mosifim emuna. They do whatever they can to bring emuna to the surface, to the air, to the am. Einam kovlim ala barut. They don't complain, yell out against ignorance. Elam mosifim chokhma. They do whatever they can to add chachma. They add the building. Look at the way. Mechaber. Where can we build? Where can we add? There's always room to fetch. There's always room to bash. There's always room to take apart. And the truth is that sometimes the building takes place through that. That's what Rav Kook himself speaks about someplace else. Talmidei Chachamim in Olat Ri'iyah in his Perush on Siddur, Al Tikri Banayach Ala Banach, Talmidei Chachamim Mar B'Mishalom La'olam. So he says, what do you mean? You find so much machlokas within all throughout all of Shas. It's through machlokas. So there, the analytical, critical thinking is being used to build. Nachon, it can be used that way. We have to be very careful what your objective is, where you're going. Is it towards building or is it towards smashing? And that's what, I'm going through this very quickly. On the other side of the sheet, we have, looking again to see this within the context of the tree. We're trying to understand trees, so let's try to understand the opposite of trees. The moral, in Netzach Yisrael, Yishaken Yidi'at HaAfachim Echadu. To understand something, understand its opposite, and you understand it better. So that's the opposite of the tree. So we had, just recently, by the Makas Arba. Ki ma'ein ata l'shalech adami, hineni mevi machar arba begvulecha, v'chisa et ein ha'aretz, the arba is going to cover every place, v'lo yuchal lirot et ha'aretz, v'achal et yeter ha'pleita ha'nish'ed lachem min ha'barad, v'achal et kol ha'etz ha'tzomeach lachem min ha'sada. The Makas Arba, the locusts come and they completely destroy by nibbling away at all into just a million different pieces, each one pulling at its own, anything that was left on the trees, and nothing is left on the trees. So we have arba and we have trees. They have trees growing, their leaves and their fruit producing. The arba come and attack. The arba is the antithesis of the tree. What does that mean? So, as we said, it is exactly how the arba operates. The arba, each one nibbles away. Each one's pulling, completely disintegrating. Nothing is left whole. Just smashing. Speaking about like kids coming into a room where there's a block or someone built a beautiful project and smashing it to pieces. So the arba, a million times, just coming, a swarm of the arba on the cheese and just completely knocking on the block, not leaving. Like Moshe Dayan during the Six-Day War gave the order to a couple of places where there were Arab kfarim, where the Arabs were causing a lot of problems, and he had to change the situation. He told the forces that go in. Al tashiru even al even. Don't leave any building. Don't leave one stone on top of the other completely. Right, so the arba come in, they don't leave anything. That point of completely ripping apart, it's the antithesis of chibur, took place. Agav, it also, there's a medrash that says it took place in Shvat. Took place in Chodesh Shvat. But in addition to that, it's also the eighth Makkah. Nachon? The eighth Makkah. There's a very beautiful Maharal that speaks about the correlation between the Asara Ma'amarot, that the world was created. What was created at the first in creation, the first 10 times Hashem said, Vayomer, this should be, and this was created, the 10 points in creation, and the 10 makos, but in opposite order. What's the first thing that's created? See the maral. V'chalkei ha'olam he masara, l'gmar maral in gvuros, v'he masara chalakim, shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shesh zimei bereshes. Well, the kol chelak, the first is bereshis, right? The first is, if even before what's created, bereshis nami ma'amar. Bereshis itself is considered, even though nothing was created, because if you count there, there are only 9 times vayomer. So, bereshis nami ma'amar. So that bereshis, the first beginning, the beginning of the world, is keneged makas b'choros, tap, connecting, directed towards the rachis of the mitzvah. What's the second ma'amar in Bereshis of the next point in creation? Vayi or, keneged the ninth makkah of choshech. What's the next ma'amar? The next ma'amar is the ma'amar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu separating between Rekia Hashamayim and the Aretz, right? Separating to the point that the Bereishis Rabba, the next source on the sheet, Lama ein ksiv b'sheni kitov, Rabbi Yochanan tani la b'shem Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta, shebo nivreis kehenem. Rabbi Chanina omer shebo nivreis machlokes. Shenemar vayihi mavdil bein mayim l'mayim. The Havdol, the first separation that's introduced to creation, to introduce to the world, was on the Yom Sheni. That's the third, after counting Bereshis as a ma'amar, Vayi, and then Vayomer Yi or Vayyar, and then separating Mavdil Bein Mayim L'Mayim, separation on the Yom Sheni. That separation, that's that. So Tov is not mentioned. Then the creation continues. And on the third day, Pa'amayim Kitov, then there's the continuation of a building process. So Tov is mentioned twice. That's Pchinas, with the process here that's taking place, is Pchinas thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. In other words, every time you have something brought forward, as soon as an idea is suggested, a proposal, what do you have right away in turn? There's a proposal, there's the anti-proposal, showing, no, that's a terrible idea. There's, you have this problem, this problem, this problem. So the proposal being put forward is the thesis. The reaction afterwards, antithesis, against it. Then afterwards, when you work through and you polish it and you can work, you can have, do what it takes to implement synthesis. So at the day one, that's the initial HaKadosh Baruch Hu starting off creation. The reaction as the two a one is a two. The Mashanikra Shniyus, the side of anti, the side of opposition, the attitude of going and focusing on the black dot. There's a problem there. That is the headquarters. Again, when this is left, when it's left in that state, when it's left just as destruction, when it's left raw, and not continuing a process of productivity, so that is, like we just saw in the Medrash, Shabo Nivez Gehenem, Rav Chananya Omer, Shabo Nivez Machlokas. That's what Machlokas, how many times? Machlokas is about, it's about ego, and it's about, right, not the shame afterwards, the productivity very often, bringing about a better product. But I have to have it my way, and you have to have it your way. So we're left at war. That's the sheni, the shnius. So that is the arba. The pasuk in Mishlei says, "Melech ein la arba." Melech ein la arba. The arba don't have a melech. Melech is about bringing together. Melech is pchinas the shlishi, the three that brings it all together. The conductor that brings about harmony, brings about symphony. That's what a melech is all about at the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot Rats. In Kuv Ayin Gimel, He shetzivanu limnot aleinu melech mi Yisrael yikabetz kol umatenu v'yanigenu. A melech is about kibbutz, about bringing together v'yanigenu. The melech is the one, the conductor, that brings about the reality of the whole being greater than the sum of all its parts. And the antithesis of this is the arba, or the arba state of mind, of each one pulling out its own and leaving then just everything just in shambles. So the Arizal, I mentioned this to a couple of guys last week, or 2 weeks ago, the Arizal writes that arba is from Midas Hadin. Because arba is from Midas Hadin. I think all the makos don't sound exactly like it's a chesed project. What does it mean that arba is for the Arizal's arba is from Midas Hadin? That is how Midas HaDin operates. There's a mindset of Din. It's very exact. Din Milashon, Dai. Ragza, just this. That's the perspective of Din. Focuses only on this. As opposed to a perspective of Rachamim, as opposed to Chesed, which is building more piece, another one piece, another piece, another, looking at the bigger picture. The same situation, a perspective of din. I gave this example to someone, I don't remember, one of you last week. The law book says that for shoplifting, you get a year and a half in jail. So a perspective of din, someone who's judging what to do then with this guy who's caught shoplifting, the law book says, we caught you, the video caught you shoplifting. The law book says, shoplifting, a year and a half in jail. Jamarno, that's it. Din, die, rag, zed, that's all. I don't care about anything else. Only that. It is the din of the arba. Only this focus. A perspective of Rachman, of Chesed, looks at the bigger picture. Whoa, 1 second. It's the first time. It's the first offense. Oh, yeah, look what's going on. He has brothers and sisters at home that are hungry. Parents are unemployed. There's a bunch of kids at home. Take that into consideration also. He's crying. There's real regret. He really feels bad. He's not going to do it again. Take that into consideration also. Another piece, another building, connecting. That's the perspective of building. And that is also a little bit of the niggun of the message of the trees, which were connecting to this idea of connecting on Tu Bishvat, when we see the tree is something which it's all about. If the arba is the midas adin, so the tree, which is simply the opposite side, but the arba attack, is the message of growth, of development, of process. It's not all about the here and the now. It's one of the only creations that gives its age. It speaks about, its message is about, there was a past, it's not just the here and the now. There are layers, there are different seasons, there's growth, blossoming, eventually giving forth its fruit. Maybe on the last 60 seconds, if I have 60 more seconds to make something